No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a Grand Rapidian.
Hello, and welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
I'm Willie.
I'm Ginger.
One time at Twin Galaxies, I rented Crash Boom Bang, played through the entire game, set up all the high score world record tracks, and then recorded a couple, all before I had to return them in the 5-day rental.
Yep, I remember that was
5 days of Crash Boom Bang on Nintendo DS.
Absolutely. Did I hold some of a camcorder for you on that one?
Could be. But we're here with this podcast about video games, beverages, stuff we recommend, and real life XP.
Yeah. And sometimes a quote of the day if Will remembers to.
For sure. We do that before all the other stuff. So here's the quote book. I didn't move the bookmark, though. Hold on. I got to go check the next page. We already did those. And those. Okay, here we go. Chaos is a friend of mine. Bob Dylan.
Okay. Wow, a Bob Dylan quote. Big fucking surprise.
Aw. You don't like Bob Dylan quotes.
I didn't say that.
Well, then, let's move on to beverages. I could use a beer after you said that.
Should we both go at the same time?
I don't know. Chaos. I don't think people want to hear us talk over each other.
No, let's probably take turns.
I've got a beer from Big Lake Brewing. Okay. It's a Cotton Candy Haze, Hazy IPA.
All right. Nice crack.
So there's not like artificial cotton candy flavor in it, thank goodness.
Okay.
It is kind of like the hops. It does kind of have like a sweet cotton candy-ish flavor.
Gross.
That I noticed tonight.
I fucking hate cotton candy. Anyways.
It's citrusy. It's like an orange. If cotton candy was flavored orange, this is like a beer version of orange cotton candy. It's pretty tasty.
Fatality. Okay.
I'm going to give it 4.25. Yeah. I've been doing that a lot, but 4.25.
Okay, that's fair. I have a Center Enhanced Plus Caffeine Sparkling Citrus Water with no nootropics and adaptogens.
So it's water with caffeine and weird words that you can't pronounce?
Yeah, it says promotes immune function.
Function. Function your immune.
Elevates mood, reduces stress, improves mental energy, improves focus, has 60 milligrams of natural caffeine from coffee, and fast-acting hydration.
Hey, that sounds good. Elevate my mood. Nice crack.
It's okay. I don't know if it's going to do all of that for me.
Can I taste it?
Is that beer okay for me?
Probably not.
Yeah, that's why we should open mine up first. So, you want to go get a cup? Or you want me to?
I'm wearing one.
It's so dumb.
Oh, you're not going to pour beer into, or soda into the cup that I'm wearing? I'm the one who's going to have to drink it out of it.
I went and got a cup for Willie, because I can get out of the chair easier.
And she knew I was lying. I don't even have a cup to wear.
Because I kicked him in the nuts earlier. And it didn't hurt him. This is okay. It's kind of weird. It's like if it is a flat Sprite.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Reminds me of.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you do, like a Sprite where they fill the glass completely full of ice, yes. And then all the ice melts.
Before you take a sip.
Yeah, that's what this tastes
like. Or it's like the top of it where the ice melted a little bit, where the bottom of like the cup is like, you know, actual soda.
Yeah, it's about
the top.
It's about two-thirds water, one-third Sprite.
It's definitely watered down. It's okay. I wouldn't like run out and get more of this, but I don't hate it. I just am not like, ooh.
I mean, my mood is elevated already. See? I'll give it 3. It's pretty tasty. Pass into the iris. For how badly I described it, it's pretty tasty.
I'm going to give it a 2.23.
Well, that's a weird fraction.
Yep.
Okay.
It's just okay. I'll drink it all to see if it actually, like, has decent caffeine in it, but...
No, you said 60 milligrams. Yeah. That's less than a cup of coffee.
It's just going to probably put me to sleep with my ADHD. All right, well, we'll be right back with Real Life XP.
Ginger.
Yeah?
Let's do Real Life XP.
TMCR, OLC, GRPVG.
ABC.
DFG.
Def Jam.
Well, what's your Real Life XP?
I'm going to do something that's related to video games, but it's not about video games.
Okay.
Like, I've had a couple car chargers for my phone. I have an Android. It's USB-C.
Okay.
But the best car charger ever for my phone was the Nintendo Switch, the official Nintendo Switch charger.
Your car.
And it charges your phone if it has the same USB-C as a Switch. It charges it super fast. It's a turbocharger.
So nice. I have one too.
I've used other ones like at work in work vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave the Nintendo one in my car, but... Whenever I really need to charge up, I'm like, oh, I'm glad I'm back to my car. By the time I get home, my phone's going to be charged.
Yep. I'm always like, if I'm going for a ride, I look at my phone because I have the same charger in my car as well. And it is fucking fantastic.
So, yeah, my Real Life XP is charging my phone super fast with a Nintendo Switch. Automobile charger.
Hell yeah.
Official Nintendo branded product.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ginger, what's your Real Life XP?
Mine is I cooked another turkey dinner and we had our buddies Kay and Kyle over and their spawn. For
another
some
turkey.
Food.
Heck yeah.
I made pumpkin bread because I know Kay said they really like pumpkin bread and I wanted to make sure to have a pumpkin bread.
Who doesn't?
The one I make is really good. So the turkey was falling apart again. It's really fucking good. That lavender rub is so fucking... Ooh, is right. It's so good. Like, it's the best fucking turkey flavoring. But yeah, I was able to make another big ass turkey and it turned out pretty fucking good. I'm excited. So Mom's spaghetti. It was better than Mom's spaghetti. So for that, I think I'm
spaghetti
gonna
and ketchup.
I think I'm going to give myself for cooking another about 20-pound turkey 200,000 points.
Heck yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't do points.
Whoops.
How many
points are you getting for?
I want some. Let me have some.
I guess you can have some.
For having this car charger for years. It might be failing now, finally, for getting pinched in my console. Man. I'm going to have to replace it if it does, but... About 35,000 points.
Ooh, I want an additional 10 because I got one in mine too.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back with video games.
Today's episode is brought to you by
your butt,
American Express.
No, it's not.
In the fact that I use my American Express to pay for Game Pass, and most of our games come from Game Pass.
But it's not sponsored by them.
No, that's right.
Fuck them.
I didn't say sponsored by. I said brought to you by. And it's not. Fuck American Express. Fuck Walmart. Fuck Chick-fil-A. Fuck Amazon. This episode is brought to you by fuck the companies that would give us money if we said we love them, but we don't love them.
Yep. Fuck corporations, too. Big conglomerate ones. The ones that buy up other things and make it a shittier product. I wonder who that could be.
Select your player. Ginger.
Yeah?
What game you play?
I played a game from Game Pass. Opus, Echo of Starsong. So, this is a Zamoa game, and I can understand that.
Zamoa?
Steam gave it 10 out of 10, which I can see that, too, once you don't get fucking stuck in this bitch.
The name sounds kind of like one of those generic JRPGs that Kemco releases dozens of every
month.
Opus
Echo of Starsong?
Yeah.
It says it's a text-driven side-scrolling adventure game by a Taiwanese independent studio, Sigono, which I think it was pretty great. It was all in Japanese and in English captions, but it's kind of a sad game. There's some heavy stuff in there, you know, just kind of a trigger warning, of like. Kind of some what is it?
Depressing scenarios.
Not only depressing scenarios, but like, what is that when people steal people?
And kidnapping.
Put them into like working, like it's slavery, but.
Yeah, that.
It's also, I have crippling depression. Fuck, what is the word? You're gonna have to edit a whole bunch of this out when people are forced into labor from...
Slave labor?
It's not slave labor.
Labor camps? Indentured servitude?
Trigger warning for human trafficking. That's what I was thinking of, not the 50 other things you... Okay. Like, totally fucked me up on my train of thought of. And other... So, I, was trying to talk about how Opus, Echo of the Starsong, has some pretty dark stuff. One of your characters, June, ends up kind of falling in love with another character, Etta. Remy is the one who is human trafficked, you find out later in, like, the story, which was really sad. It dealt with, you know, like, pretty young people dealing with very heavy stuff in their lives, but also going throughout space in kind of a story to look for more star songs and, like, treasure and stuff.
What's a star song?
It's what witches can sing to open up doors in these, like, abandoned places where you're looking for treasure.
Okay, so they're witches.
Yeah, but they're not, like, they just look like normal people. But Etta is the witch who you're taking with, and it kind of goes back into her story about how everyone was really mean to her because she couldn't sing like all the rest of them. And she kind of got kicked out of like the witch school, quote unquote.
The witch who can't sing.
And then June was kind of excommunicated from his family. He is kind of like a royal, if you will. And some shit happened, and then him and his, like, bodyguard, Kay, kind of start off, but Kay ends up dying. What's up?
Yeah, so I take it this is a story-heavy game.
Very story-heavy.
What's the gameplay like?
So, the gameplay is kind of like a point and click when you're in some of the more space part. Like, you have to point to a part in space, maybe scan it, and go there, and you see, like, a little cutscene of a really beautiful space background with your spaceship.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes you get ambushed by the United Mining guys, and you have to send out, like, signals to, like, fuck with their signal to trick them. And that's where it kind of comes into almost a dice roll, I say in those quotes.
Okay.
You'll need to try to, like, get past them, and you need to beat a certain number. So that's where I come in, is a loose dice roll, if you will.
You need to beat a certain number that gets randomly generated?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then you're going through space, just kind of exploring, trying to stay out of United Mining's, eye, and just trying to find Etta's master, if you will. She was looking for her master. And it kind of takes place as June, as an old man, reminiscing about all of this. So if you die, it will go to June as an old man, like, oh, that is not right. Where was I again?
And the graphics are, like, anime style. And the cutscenes are, like, you know, a stand-up of the person with, like, text.
Yes.
In a box along the bottom.
Yes.
And not much of it is voice acted. Most of it is just reading.
All of it is in Japanese, as I stated earlier,
yeah, that's right.
And there it's all in English text. It's all voice acting.
That's right. I thought you were playing my game at one point when you started playing this.
But there's certain parts that you'll want to listen to it, but you know us, we listen to podcasts or other shit while we play games.
I need to hear that song.
There's certain star songs when you're going through space that you'll have to scan for. And sometimes Etta has to, like, search for them. So you have to hear, like, someone singing. It sounds like someone singing. Like,
yeah, it's not over until
the witch sings.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So, it's cool. You mentioned about the graphics. It is very anime. The text box has more of a... words are hard.
The character models are anime, but, like, the space stations are more like... I would say kind of like modern art video game style, like when you pull
a lot
up
of the
space
places
station
are.
And stuff,
and all of them are really different. One looks like a house that was smushed into the side of a rock,
yeah,
but like not smushed as in the sense of you're smashing it in. It just looks like it was always a part of it. Like, there's lots of different things that are floating around in space. But I was totally thinking of something, but you were talking while I was trying to think of it, and I forgot.
Must have not been important.
It was about the game. Yeah. I'm having a very hard time recording today. Jesus Christ. This is a fucking disgusting joke. The graphics, when you were talking about how anime they were, like, the voice bubbles, the people were very, very elaborate. They were very detailed. But as you're walking through, there's some stuff that just isn't really detailed. Like, their faces are kind of, you can tell there's a face there, but there's no, like, details like the eye or the mouth. It just kind of...
When you're walking through?
Yeah, when you're walking through, not when, like, there's a voice bubble up or, so like, there's... a dialogue bubble.
Is it, like, a 3D walking around?
Yes.
Okay. So there's third person or first person?
Third.
Okay.
It's side-scrolling.
Oh, like 2D or
3D? 3D.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I hadn't talked about that at all yet.
There was a mention of the bathroom, and I took a picture of that, which I was pretty happy about, because going throughout here, I'm like, man, this is a really cool game, but there hasn't been a toilet or anything. Yeah. Like, I've gone inside space stations and, like, space churches and, like, got stopped by a lot of things. Ran out of gas a couple times, and that's an achievement, because you have gas, you have exploring kits, and you have shields. So when you're going through space, when you're exploring, it uses a kit, it uses gas when you're moving one place or another. And if you get hit by the military, if you lose your dice roll or whatever, that's when they'll attack you. And at first, they will fucking kill you real quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of gas do they use? Not gasoline.
I fucking forget. It's some kind of weird space gas. Okay. But it's in like an old like gas container.
Unobtainium.
You can upgrade your ship too. You can have like a greenhouse, and then some things as you find throughout space to sell, get a boost from your greenhouse.
Can you get a little disco ball to hang by the rearview mirror?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not that kind of spaceship.
Mm-mm. But it goes through like, you know, the people who are going through the space, Remy, June, and Etta, pretty much. Remy is the child that was trafficked, and there was a few scenes in there that really pulled at my heartstrings. They were sad.
Is there any combat or platforming in the third person walking around stuff?
No, there's timed things, but there's not really any combat besides if you fail a fucking roll.
Okay.
Then the military hits you because you didn't, like, get a good enough fake signal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, but there's, like, fighting, but you don't control any of it.
Yeah, I getcha. Kind of like that. I forget the name of the game that I played. Where you're in space and it's just dice rolls.
Yeah, it's a cool game. It's really kind of chill. You have to play, I think, a certain amount of time till certain things will pop up so that you can find them. So it's like, God damn it, I've gone back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Where the fuck is this next signal I have to, like,
I can't analyze? Find this thing until I get it to pop
so
up.
So annoying. That it shit was a little small. Annoying. But overall, it was decent. Cool. It was a fun game. It was a really pretty art game, and I liked the end of it. It was a sad ending, but it was still a nice ending for the game. Because it was kind of a sad game.
And neither of our games have helped us advance our Japanese language knowledge very much.
Hi.
If at all.
Hi.
Except for Yosh.
Hi.
Yoshi.
Yosh.
Every once in a while. Oh, we should move on.
Yujin no Ken wo kure!
Select your player.
Will, what game you play?
I played a game that's all about Japanese. In Japan, in old time Japan, I played Like a Dragon, Ishin, which is...
Daddy Kiryu's back!
Back in time. This takes place in like the 1850s. in the same neighborhood that the modern day games take place in.
Tokyo.
I forget the name of the neighborhood.
But I thought the old game said this was Edo, which is then what Tokyo becomes.
I mean,
it becomes Tokyo some eventually.
Some of the other games take place in a couple different places.
No, that's fair.
So this, I believe, takes place in the same neighborhood that Yakuza 0 takes place in.
Yeah.
But it's like 200 years earlier. And it's all the same characters, character models from the first, you know, eight, from Like a Dragon back to Yakuza 0.
But that's kind of cool to see, like, some of the characters, if you've played all the games, like, what did you say, like, a review said? It was almost them playing, doing a play?
Yeah, somebody in the Retro Hangover Discord said, yes, it's like seeing a bunch of friends put on a play.
That's fair.
So there's lots of exploring, and there's lots of combat. The combat is beat-em-up action. 3D beat-em-up. Third-person action.
Okay.
You've got, like, one quick attack. You've got a stronger attack. And you can hold buttons. There's, like, there's four different styles of fighting.
Okay.
That you can change with the control pad.
Nice.
With the sword, you can block sword strikes with the sword with a shoulder button.
That makes sense.
With the other styles, there's a gun style. There's a style called Wild Dancer with a gun and a sword.
Yeah, that's
and,
a good name for it.
And there's a brawler style, which is with no weapons, where you just fucking punch and throw people.
Got your mitts.
Nice. And you can grab them and punch them and, like, swing them around with that.
Impressive.
Each different fighting style has a skill tree, RPG style.
Nice.
And the more you use it, the more you build up skills.
Makes sense.
You get a little ball of each color that you can only use for each specific skill tree.
Okay.
And then you get training skill points also that you can use for anyone, like gray balls.
Okay.
And as you power up, like if you fill one up and you get another color, you can go replace a gray one. Like with a green one, and then you can use that gray one on a different skill tree.
Hmm.
I just filled up all the Wild Dancer.
Nice.
Like all the way. So if I get any more Wild Dancer balls, I'm going to go replace the gray ones with green ones. And then I can use gray one the gray ones on like gunmen. So
balls.
I can shoot people with explosive rounds.
Wild, that sounds fucking cool.
The Wild Gunman is kind of wild.
Yeah. The Wild Dancer?
No, the Gunman one.
Oh.
Because you, like, just tap one button and just keep shooting people and shooting people.
Yeah, some of those, like, dudes back in the day really could take, like, a lot of bullets.
Or, yeah, they say Kiryu never killed anybody. I mean, I guess if this is a play, then he doesn't. But, like, some of the moves, if
it's
you
like
knock
Batman.
Somebody down, if you have some heat, you can press a button on them, and you, like, shoot them in the chest, and then stab your sword through their chest. And that'll knock them out. And then they'll be like, oh, I'm sorry we attacked you. Hey, can I join your gang? I think you're really tough.
It's like Batman. No, they're just napping.
All right, so that's like the beat-em-up part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, you know, the entire Yakuza game experience.
Of course.
Where there's multiple neighborhoods.
Hail to the king, baby.
There's people you can talk to, restaurants you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
You can form relationships and bonds with people.
Some of these restaurants are interesting, especially the cheaper ones where you get very questionable things.
Oh, yeah, the shady bar.
Yeah.
There's like two of them that are crappy right next to each other.
But I've
had every single item on the menu at both of them. One of them is like lady sake. It's like sake that women had in their mouth and then spit out or some shit.
That's so, like, problematic on so many levels.
Yeah. And there's another one that is like, oh, I just poured all the leftovers of all the different drinks together in this jar.
It's like a garbage can.
Yeah. It's like in the, you know, place where homeless and unwanted people in ancient times got thrown in the corner and they ain't got no money.
Sounds familiar.
They're begging. And yeah, you can't help the beggars in this one.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I mean, you can help them if they're getting beat up.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice that you help people who are getting beat up by turd burglars.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to burgle their turds.
And so it includes, like, all of the standard Yakuza mini games. Like, what's the chess one? Shogi? Yeah, it's got the gambling dens with, like, the game with three dice.
Then you throw it in the bowl?
Yep, and it's got the...
Oh, I don't know the name of it.
It's got Hanafuda.
Okay.
Cards. Like, the one game that I like. And there's another game with Hanafuda cards.
Nice. Those are the cards with the, like, flowers and the deer.
Yeah, how Nintendo first started in the 1850s making trading cards. That's how Nintendo started making those.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
This is in ancient times, so there are no Sega arcades in this.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a guy who started karaoke. There's a lady.
Band dancing.
Yep, who teaches dancing. Or it's not teaches dancing, but yeah, you can go up on stage and you can dance. And that's a rhythm game with, you got ABXY.
Yeah, but it's just...
And then on the other side, you got up, down, left, right. And there's like circles and these things come out and you got to watch both sides and press the buttons as they come out as a rhythm game.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool. It's also got karaoke in ancient time. This guy was like, oh yeah, I've got a live band here and you can come up on stage. And the karaoke, it evolves, like, as you're doing it into, like, these wild music videos where the scenery changes. And Kiryu / Saito / Ryomo? Yeah, I forget his third name, but...
Kiryu Daddy. Uh-huh. Oh, shit. I'm drinking more of this dumb energy drink that tastes like shit.
What other kinds of mini games are there?
There's the growing the garden, and then you can like chop vegetables and sell food.
Okay, yep. There's fishing, which you can do in three different places. Cool. And the fish that you catch, and yeah, you get a...
They look very realistic.
You get a... It's called a second home, and there's a garden there. This girl's parents died. And you're like, you know what? I'll buy the house. I'm not even going to live here. You can stay here. I'll come over and help garden. And I'll help run the business that your parents had.
That's fucking cool.
And she lives there. And, I mean, you can come over and use the bath and nap if you want. But you develop a relationship and a bond with her, too. And
that's cool.
You can garden over there. Part of the bathroom situation, you can spread manure on the crops. And you can find a manure merchant running around, and you can buy shit from this guy who is running around with his yoke and two big buckets of manure.
I mean, how else are you going to distribute your manure to gardeners back in the day? You're going to be running around with your yoke full of doo-doo.
You can also buy some from certain general goods stores. You can go buy some manure.
We keep it out back, y'all.
And you can cook at the house. Mm-hmm. You can combine the vegetables and the fish and make recipes, which are simple rhythm games. It's like tap A.
Yeah, to cut the vegetable in certain sizes.
Yep, or sometimes it'll be like pour
the fire.
Where you got to tap it really fast when you blow the fire. Or pour the seasoning, where you have to hold the button and let go of it at the right time. Mm-hmm. Or it'll be cooking like a fish on a grill, and you have to press the button to flip it when sparks appear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the cooking
fish or meat, any like kind of protein.
Yeah, the cooking is, I mean, all the meat has been fish, whether it's a whole fish or a piece of a fish.
Gotcha. Makes sense. I mean, Japan, it's a fucking island.
Or eels on a spear.
I mean, seriously, it makes sense. What else is the bathroom situation?
I found some yellow water, and that was an item.
Shit.
So the yellow water actually raised, yeah, it's piss that you drink, and it raises your job level in whatever the yellow job is. I mean, there's also blue water, which is if somebody's got a
genie water.
No, if somebody's got a 2,000 flushes in their toilet.
Dude, 2,000 flushes is just Goop's genie. It's my conspiracy I started and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, well, let's get us a little genie to stick in our tank. Shit, what was I saying?
Blue water. Yeah. You said yellow water, blue water. Do you have any other color water? Do you have period water? Do you got some blood water, babe? Is there red water?
Yeah, there's red water.
So you just have, like, straight up blood.
There's blue, green, yellow, and red.
You got booger water.
I was thinking water. When you eat a lot of asparagus that I grow on the farm. No, I don't think asparagus is one of the ingredients.
Or if you eat a lot of Lucky Charms.
That's not water. That's more like a green log.
Okay. Certain vitamins.
Yeah. There's a whole crafting system to this.
You
get a sword and a gun.
I haven't seen you do too much crafting. Big surprise.
I have done some.
Enough to get.
You know, like, when you go to buy that, the house.
Mm-hmm.
For that girl to help her out for your second home,
mm-hmm.
you take on the entire mortgage. Mm. And so you owe 5 payments of 20 Rio.
Okay.
And so, like, I don't know exactly how the money works, but it's like 1,000 is 10,000 of, like, the cents to 1 Rio. So Rio, instead of being like a dollar, it's like $100 or $1,000.
Okay.
Or something.
Okay.
But it's like you owe 5 big payments, and it took me a lot to work up to earn enough, and then I couldn't find the landlord, and I went and spent it on upgrading, and I spent like 15 Rio on upgrading my weapons, because that's really expensive too.
Mm, I bet.
And it uses lots of like... while you're walking
random
around,
little items.
While you're walking around, you find lots of little random items.
Okay.
And there are some that you can only get from doing certain quests.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people with so many quests. I helped the injured grandma. I helped the fisherman who couldn't fish and his wife was going to leave him.
The little kid who likes vegetables.
Yep, I keep giving him vegetables. I need to go back and find him again. Because his mom doesn't like vegetables, so she never feeds the kids vegetables. But I make an amazing salad at my kitchen at my second home.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bring the salad back and give it to this kid's mom, and she's going to learn to love vegetables.
She's going to fucking be forced to love vegetables.
Terrorists win. Like, I save people who are being taken advantage of, like, at the gambling hall
like
and
that.
Being mugged.
That's good.
There is, like, this lady who talks way too much, and nobody likes her because she talks too much.
She just has ADHD.
And you have to talk to her and listen to her whole story, and then she asks you questions about her story. And if you weren't paying attention the whole time and you get the questions wrong, then she's like, no, you weren't really paying attention. Hold on, let me tell you again.
She has ADHD. Yes. She's like, you need to listen because I'm going to quiz your bitch ass. test to see if you're just on me.
Taco is in the game.
Yes,
there's a white guy wearing like the same style clothing, but it looks like an American flag. And he talks funny and he says, "Gaijin, I want to be a samurai."
Yeah, it is totally Taco.
I want to prove that a gaijin can.
It's real bad.
Yeah.
But it's funny how they like totally put him in like an American flag, like whatever the traditional, like, or what the, like, those old clothes that they used to wear then.
There is, like,
I forget what they're called.
Like, a background theme, like, the Japanese people hate foreigners at this time.
Oh, the Japanese hate foreigners at just this time?
Well, it was right after they call them the Black Ships. Like, American and British ships had just landed on Japanese shores.
And brought all their nasties.
And said, "Hey, you have to open up your country and allow us in for trade." Forcing them, you know, we got cannons. We'll shoot you if you don't.
Fucking white supremacy, fucking capitalist, fucking whatever, fucking royal bullshit.
And also, there's a couple foreigners here smuggling English weapons. Like, at this time, everybody used swords in Japan. And all of a sudden, they're getting cannons and guns. And so it's a new thing for Kiryu and everybody to have guns and be able to shoot each other.
Mm-hmm. Makes killing people a lot, I guess, unfortunately easier.
Yep, there's a Gatling
less
gun.
Less intimate than
there's a
sword.
There's a Gatling gun at one point, too, that I got to control, too.
You know, killing someone with a sword is a little more, unfortunately, intimate than standing 5 feet away from them shooting, you know, a gun.
But either way. And there's so much more. There's a whole story. Kiryu is, I'll just call him that. Saito. He pretends to be Saito after, at the beginning of the game, he watches his boss get killed by this man in a mask who uses a particular sword style.
Describe this big ol' mask.
It's like a black ninja mask.
Oh, it's not the basket?
No. He wears the basket later.
That basket mask is the funniest fucking mask. Like, that is not incognito.
No, the basket mask is being worn by Kiryu's brother. Maybe not brother by blood, but his, like, soul brother or clan brother.
His heterosexual life mate.
Yes. And he was wearing that, and he was using Kiryu's real name when Kiryu was using a fake name. Even though everybody involved knew his real name. And they're like, "Hey, there's a fake you running around." But everybody pussyfoots around it because everybody's using fake names. Three of the people in the Shinsen Mugi are using fake names of people that they killed. And some of the names actually match up to their names from the modern day games. There's just so many names going
there
back
is.
And forth.
There truly is. But that's what happens when they pull in all these main characters, you know?
But there's like plots to overthrow the Japanese government, throw that into chaos, maybe burn down the palace. And you think one person's doing it, and you try and stop them, but maybe they're not doing it. Somebody else jumps in, just chapter after chapter. This whole story is crazy.
It's pretty elaborate, but it's fun to watch you play this game.
It's elaborate, though, told through lots of cutscenes, where you watch these guys just talk to each other for, like, 15-20 minutes. Japanese and subtitles, so I hope you like listening to Japanese.
Yeah, I do.
But if you want to play it, listener, be ready for some Japanese with subtitles.
Hi.
Yosh. The fishing is pretty easy. It's cool. Definitely upgrade to the top fishing rod. Get the best bait you can.
Isn't there other things where you can be friends with dogs and cats?
Yes. At your second home. And I fucking upgraded the cat house and I fucking upgraded the dog house. But I still don't have the cats or the dogs at my place yet. One of the dogs, you keep giving bones. And you can only give it one bone at a time.
Okay.
And then you have to wait and come back later.
That makes sense.
And that was, like, the barking dog. And somebody was about to, like put it under because it was barking and being a nuisance.
It was just hungry.
So I gave it a bone.
Yeah.
And I keep giving it bones, and it likes me, and I'm forming a bond with it. There's another dog that, I forget what I was giving the other dog. But there's two dogs I'm trying to complete my bond with to get them back to my second home.
Nice.
And there's two cats. There's a hungry cat, which I give a fish to the cat. And that makes the cat happy every time I see it.
Mm-hmm.
All of these, I have like the bonds like 3/4 full.
Ah, so close.
And there's a lucky cat, which you give money to. And it brings something back. And somebody else, you're like, wait, this guy like gives the cat money. And it goes and it brings him something he really wanted. And you give the cat some money and it brings you something kind of useless. And then you come back again and you overhear somebody else like, oh yeah, man, this cat brought my buddy back like this like priceless stone. And the cat brings you back something kind of useless again. And so I've done that. I mean, I did the third thing was kind of good.
Okay.
When every time you give the cat more and more money too.
Yeah, it's getting like better stuff.
Yeah.
That's funny. The cat is hustling you. Typical cat.
Uh-huh.
Typical fucking cat.
The chickens come with the second home automatically, so you get eggs.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, there's recipes that use
all of the food stuff.
Yeah. Then there's a trading the business that girl's parents ran at your second house.
Mm-hmm.
A trading business where you deliver vegetables or fish to people who will pay you money for them. And sometimes they want like a dish that you create. Sometimes they want the vegetables. Sometimes they want fish. Sometimes they want something else. Like I'm trying to collect 10 pill bugs for somebody who wants pill bugs.
Okay.
And those you can only find randomly in jars. Oh, yeah. Bathroom situation. You find items in jars.
Yeah, you do.
All around. These piss jugs.
They fucking are some jars with lids on it.
You meet a guy right at the beginning of the game who says, hey, sometimes I have things that I don't need, so I put them in these jars around the town. So, you know, keep checking them. I might refill them. And so you get stuff out of them, and they'll be empty for a little while. But if you run around and time passes, you come back and they'll be refilled.
That's funny.
Because that guy puts he puts things he doesn't need in jars.
Sounds like a guy that's pretty cool in my book. I put shit in jars all the time.
All right, and then in addition to the experience points to level up your fighting styles, in addition to the money that you use to buy the stuff at the stores and the restaurants, you can sell stuff at a couple pawn shops.
Okay.
There's not many, but there's, I think, two.
Okay.
There's also a virtue system where you get virtue, and you can use the virtue to upgrade things.
Okay.
Like what you can grow on your farm.
Unstoppable.
You can use it to upgrade how you can run. How far you can run.
Oh, okay.
So at first, when you start running, you run out of breath after a little while.
Well, yeah, you get tired.
But you can upgrade that. Everything you do gives you virtue. If you spend money at a store, you get virtue. You rescue somebody, you get virtue. You know, you...
Yeah, that's very nice that you're rescuing people. It makes sense you're getting virtue.
Yeah, but everything you do, you get virtue. And you go to... like the expensive place where you sit and chat with a lady, you get virtue. You catch a fish, you get virtue. And then
that's cool.
And then every time you meet a certain checkpoint, like you picked 100 tomatoes, then you get a bunch of bonus virtue for each checkpoint that you meet.
I mean, that makes sense.
You've killed 5 bandits who tried to mug you on the street. You get a bonus virtue for that. Let's go. And you can use that to upgrade how easy your cooking is. You can upgrade your fishing rod with the virtue. Nice. You can upgrade, like, the dog house and the cat house at your farm. You can upgrade your reputation in all the 5 different neighborhoods.
Oh, cool.
With your virtue. You can open up a virtue shop with the virtue, where you can buy stuff from a priest with virtue, for virtue.
I mean, makes sense.
You can upgrade... Oh, I didn't even talk about... Your virtue with virtue? The troopers. You get troopers.
I mean...
So you fight by yourself, but then you get troopers when you join. You become the 3rd captain of the Shinsengumi. And so you have troopers underneath you.
Okay.
And so you can assign them, 3 of them, to each of your different fighting styles.
Nice.
So you have 4 different fighting styles. Mm-hmm. You can assign 3 troopers to each. And while you're fighting, you hold the shoulder button, and you can press down, left, or right on the control pad.
Okay.
And the trooper's ability will activate. And some of the fun ones that I like are, like, one shoots out lightning and attacks everybody.
Okay.
One of them shoots hearts, and it's like, I forget, attraction.
Care Bear Stare!
It's like an anime girl is the trooper.
Yep.
And she shoots hearts out and drains their energy and you gain life.
I'm kind of here for her, like, bra. It just looks like a whole bunch of stuff just wrapped around. Like, that seems like it would be really comfortable.
And so, yeah, I got some, like, 100 level DLC characters somehow for this. I don't know, from Game Pass or something. So yeah. I haven't used, like, there's a whole system where you get troopers that you can level up and you can combine them. And I was just like, ooh, I'll use the dude who shoots lightning. There's one guy who lets you do, like, Hadoukens, like 7 Hadoukens, nice. Like a sumo fighter.
Sweet. And
hell yeah, he's already level 100. Why am I going to fuck around with these other low-level guys?
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, Like a Dragon, Isshin, there's so much stuff. A lot to do.
Cool.
I'm only 50 hours in. I'm at chapter 10 or 11.
Okay.
Out of, I don't know.
You didn't look it up?
No. I'm guessing it's around 16, 17. Based on the number of secret achievements that I have not yet gotten.
Sometimes I'll look up in a game like, oh, how far is it going if they don't have it? Like, in the one I talked about, there was 5 chapters. But then there was, like, chapter 3.5. Like, there's a couple,
I'm on chapter 11 or 12, but yeah. I just get so distracted by all these side missions.
Mm-hmm. Side quests are fun.
It takes so long. Yep. I prefer the side missions to the main story, really.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for recommendations.
Recommendations.
Doodly-doo.
Doot-doot.
Will, you got a recommendation?
Yes.
Yeah?
Do I know what it is?
No.
You can't come in. No, you know what? I don't have a recommendation. You know what I got? Marvel Snap names.
Oh, shit. Marvel Snatch. Marvel Snap. So we don't get sued.
Honey, where are my pants? I played against them.
That's funny.
Played against Tree should really drink more water. I played against Obama, and I beat him.
Thanks, Obama.
Take that, Obama. Good game, though. played against Explosive Sharder.
That's funny.
And I think I played against our cat. I played against Pooty McBooty, who is fragrant.
Yeah, that's autumn. Scooty Pooty McBooty.
And then earlier today, I played against Illy Illy Illy, I Am on the Toilet.
Nice.
All right, that's it for that segment. Right. Now let's do recommendations.
Do you have a recommendation?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Should I re-recommend one? Should I unrecommend one? What should I do?
I mean, it's kind of up to you.
I mean, I'm going to recommend two of my favorite... I'm going to re-recommend two of my favorite video game podcasts.
Okay.
But they both covered one of my favorite games today.
Oh, nice.
Retro Hangover Podcast covered 1080.
All right.
And Secret Levels Podcast covered Qbert.
Nice.
And, I mean, how's that for making your Monday?
That sounds like a pretty goddamn good Monday.
Peek behind the curtain, we're recording on Monday. And so, yeah, I recommend those two podcasts.
All right.
They're about video games, and they're even funnier than us.
Okay. I am going to recommend a YouTube channel. It's a very relatively new one from a creator that I really, really like. Let's go. Swoop 2. It's the Sus Pool. So,
Wait, is there a clone?
No.
Sequel?
But it is her second channel, so she doesn't have to do as many, like, deep dives. And, like, it's just something for her to, like, kind of be like, oh my god, I need to talk about this. So, it's Swoop2TOO. That is her new channel on YouTube, and go check it out.
Cool.
She has a couple of, just, like, three videos up there now. So, easy to catch up.
Oh my god, these videos I'm going too in depth on. I need another channel where I can do more videos.
Not as in depth, just to kind of be a little more petty.
I just need to be able to do more videos.
Hey, that's fine. If she wants to get another one going with less editing, cool. Good for you. Absolutely.
I just wish I had time to release 26 hours of videos every day.
If it was your only job, you would.
No, I would. That would be kind of impossible.
If you weren't doing a different full-time job and just doing that, you
would. To do 26 hours a day of video?
I mean...
That would be hard.
Whatever. I can't math. I was trying We like to thank our patrons!
All... 26 of them.
Six.
I can't math either.
Mike Gagne, Boston Harbor Horror. We have Dan the Movie Seller from The Movie Seller. We have Chris Copleen from the Retro Hangover Podcast. We have JD Lowe. He is the Burger Time Champion. And we have Maiden of the Veil. You can go and request a tarot reading from her on her Instagram. And last but not least, we have Daddy Keith from The Main Quest.
Yay!
Thank you, Rappy McRapperson, for your intro music, and Inadequacy for your outro music.
Hey, I want to say thank you to all those patrons, too, because they're the best.
They are.
And, hey, you can get a hold of us with an email. We have an email address.
We do.
Do you know what it is?
GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com.
You can find all of our stuff on our link tree. Do you know what it is?
No, you do the link tree. I do the patrons.
linktr.ee/GrandRapidians.
Mm-hmm. I probably would have gotten it right since words are really hard for me today.
I mean, I'd like to get you to try.
No.
We have a Patreon. If you think we're funny and you appreciate us doing this show...
And want to give us money.
You know what? We didn't talk about the other season that we might do at the beginning.
Nah, we can do that next episode.
Okay. All right, season one is still going. Patreon.com/GrandRapidians.
If you're still listening here.
$2 a month, and we send you stickers every month. If you just want stickers, just leave us a review. We'll send you stickers for that. Thanks for listening.
Death to fascism.
Punch a Nazi.
Right in the face.
Or kick him in the nuts.
Or right in the crotch. It's going to hurt a vagina just as much as a dick.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hmm.